Aaron Judge and the Yankees take on Sean Manaea and the A's. Manaea looking to win his sixth straight start. And in the second inning, he'll get some run support against Luis Severino.
That one's drilled into right center field, and that's going to get down for a hit. So Krugman scores, Joyce around to third, and it's 4-0.
And the one strike offer swung on it high in the air to deep right. Carrying well, Joyce gives a look, and it is gone. Aaron Judge with impressive opposite field power.
To 15,000 fans, and now Chris hits it to deep center, way back. Krugman at the track, he will turn, and Carter has given the Yankees the lead.
Kicks and deals, and there's a line shot, base hit down the left field line. One run scores. Here comes Healy, he's gonna score, and the A's have taken the lead thanks to Matt Chapman. 2-2 pitch, here it is. And he got him swinging on a breaking ball, and that's the ball game.
Santiago Garcia strikes out the side in the ninth. The A's win 7-6. Matt Chapman finishes 1-for-4 with his first big league hit and first three big league RBIs. New York has now lost 4 straight games, and Aaron Judge still leads the majors with 23 home runs. The A's have outslugged the hard-hitting Yankees in back-to-back games to improve to 29-38 on the year. Here's the manager, Bob Melvin.
Walked Voter to get to him, and that doesn't make you feel too terribly good either. And you know, he's the kid's here for a reason, and we've seen, you know, albeit spring training, but he's a tough kid. He wants to play, he likes to play, he's not afraid of those situations. And boy, you know, hasn't seen the pitcher before, hasn't seen the pitch he hit, waited long enough to see it. A lot of courage in that at bat, and certainly first big league hit, pretty impactful. That's not a surprise. We see that all the time from him in spring, and you know, talking to Ryan and in AAA, he makes those plays all the time. He plays really deep, gives himself a chance to get to anything with a lot of range because of his arm strength. So yeah, we'll see plenty of that. You know, he battled, and you know, in the middle innings he had it going there for a while, and then you know, all of a sudden a 4-run game is a 4-3 game on one pitch. So you know, after that, a little bit of a boxer, maybe not his best fastball command today, but uses other pitch effectively enough to keep us in a game.
Matt Chapman plays the role of hero on Friday. The rookie's first big league hit turns out to be the game winner.
Yeah, I was definitely nervous. And then getting down 0-2 pretty quick like that wasn't ideal. I was just looking for a pitch to get the run across, just get something to put in the outfield to at least get a run across and tie the game up. And once I got down to 2 strikes, I just knew I had to battle and was lucky enough to get a pitch close enough to put the bat on the ball. And we got a couple of runs and won the game. Well, I appreciate those kind words. But for me, defense is just something that I feel like you can control a little more than offense, and just being ready for each pitch. And it's something that I take pride in, and definitely proud to help save runs and help the team win on both sides of the ball. It's been the best couple of days of my life, for sure. It's been awesome.
The A's will go for a third straight win over the Yankees on Saturday when Jesse Hahn makes the start.